From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. It's peak tourism season in Europe, and one of the most visited areas is Tuscany, with its art-rich cities and cypress-dotted countryside. One of the region's best-kept secrets is the town of Massa Marittima. A recently discovered medieval mural there is causing both mirth and consternation. It's also unleashed an academic battle over its meaning. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports that some say the mural is an ode to paganism. Others claim it's a political manifesto against witchcraft.
In the 13th century, Massa Marittima was an independent city-state, and thanks to its mineral-rich hills, one of Italy's wealthiest. The central piazza, with its cathedral flanked by the town hall, covered marketplace, and what was once army headquarters, is perhaps the first example of the medieval civic square. Barely 30 yards away, there's a monumental fountain, once the city's water supply. Scholar George Ferzocco has carefully studied the 13th century mural covering an arch of the fountain. It depicts a 7-yard-tall spidery tree.
Various tourists and visitors come and they look at the painting and their eye moves. And then when they reach the tree again for the second time, you hear them giggle or laugh or gasp. And it's because they've suddenly grasped what the tree is.
The tree bears a most unusual fruit.
It's a tree that is full of male genitalia.
Below the tree are two groups of women. Those on the right stand peacefully. Those on the left are swarmed by big black birds.
There are two women locked in mortal combat, pulling at each other's hair. Clearly they're angry and upset and in violent disagreement. And you wonder what it could be about, but then you look more carefully at what they're doing with their other hands, and they're engaged in a tug of war over one of the fruits of the tree.
The mural was hidden under a patina of mineral salts until discovered by restorers 6 years ago. Several Tuscan fountains are decorated with phallic symbols whose origins stretch back to antiquity. But this mural is the only known depiction in medieval art or later of a tree bearing phalluses. Scholars who first studied it saw a link, the water of the fountain, as a symbol of life, and so the mural was dubbed the Tree of Fertility. The depiction of sexual organs in art, Ferzocco says, was normal until the Catholic Church cracked down during the Counter-Reformation.
They largely were good luck, and it's not just pagan in the sense of from the pre-Christian era. The fact that fountains in this most Christian of centuries, the 13th, use them indicates that they were perfectly acceptable. Part of our cultural history that we have blanked out completely, and it's a great thing that the discovery of this mural has helped us to realize what we've lost.
But Ferzocco, who teaches Tuscan studies at the University of Leicester, dismisses the fertility symbol theory. He claims this is the earliest example of a political poster. 13th century Tuscan politics was a battle between two factions, the Guelphs, who sided with the power of the Pope, and the Ghibellines, who supported the Holy Roman Emperor. At the time the mural was painted, Massa was ruled by the Guelphs, who claimed moral superiority and labeled the Ghibellines heretics. A mural placed in such a prominent public space, Ferzocco says, was meant to be seen.
The message is very clear. The Guelph government wanted people to see that under the Ghibellines there would be unnatural acts and there would be vicious infighting between the citizens.
To buttress his theory, the scholar points to another detail. One woman is holding a stick. At first it appears she's trying to scare away the birds, but on closer look one can see that at the top of the stick there's a bird nest. Ferzocco has discovered a link with the infamous Malleus Maleficarum, the witch's hammer, a guidebook inquisitors used to hunt witches. It's a passage that for centuries had puzzled scholars.
It says pretty much this. We all know from common report, from hearsay, that witches remove the genitalia from men and collect them and take them to a specific tree. And they put that genitalia in a bird's nest in that tree, wherein they grow and multiply so that there are from 20 to 30 living members in this tree.
A count of the mural's unusual fruits shows there are exactly 25 phalluses.
This is quite clearly the tree of the witches.
Ferzocco calls this mural the Rosetta Stone of late medieval civic culture.
We're able to rediscover a good part of our heritage about political philosophy, about propaganda, about popular religion, about the role of women in culture, about the history of witchcraft. This one single mural informs us so richly in so many ways as to make it one of the most important finds and discoveries in the history of art of recent years.
But his theory, this is a political poster warning of the danger of witchcraft under Ghibelline rule, is not popular with the Massa townsfolk. People here still call the mural the Tree of Fertility. Nevertheless, city authorities have decided to convene an international conference on the mural next year. The battle over its meaning will continue. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.